Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 24th episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week, and this week I'm doing a review on the Frog Togs Classic Bootfoot Hip Waders. So, before I start the show this week, if you haven't listened to the episode, about choosing a pair of waders that I did last week, it'd be probably best to go listen to that episode. Some of the things that you use to classify waders, like what type of waders they are and what material they are. If you're just getting into waders, then it's probably just going to be good to go listen to that episode. So, after you listen to that episode, the material on these waders is rubber, the type of waders that they are is bootfoot hip waders, and because they're bootfoot hip waders, the sole on the boot is cleated. So, if you listen to the last episode, you know that there's three main wader materials, and that's PVC, neoprene, and rubber. Neoprene being on the high end, PVC being on the lower end, and then rubber being somewhere in between. So the type of waders that these are bootfoot hip waders. So if you listen to the last episode, you know obviously bootfoot waders have boots welded into the waders, and then because they're hip waders, the waders go up to your hip. So the type of sole, because these are bootfoot hip waders, they obviously have boots welded in to the rest of the waders. And the sole on those boots, the type of sole, is cleated. So, for the features on these waders, there is a sizable belt strap, meaning that there's a strap that goes around your belt to hold up the waders that you can size. So, there's also a kick spur on the heel, which a kick spur on waders is basically a piece of rubber or metal or plastic or whatever the sole of your boot on a bootfoot hip wader is made out of. And it just sticks out so you can step on that to hold the boot down while you lift your leg out. So, for my opinion, these are really good waders. Not very expensive. They're only about $55. So, pretty good price. They're not going to last. They probably won't last forever. But getting these waders once every other year, once every 3 years maybe, is probably going to be a good investment because, like, I know I'm going to use them a lot. So one last thing, I'm not sure if they're supposed to be, but the soles on the boots are pretty heavy. It's not advertised as weighted soles, but I think probably the soles are weighted. I'm not sure, on land, that's not the best thing, but in the water, it's probably just going to help you keep your momentum more. So, overall, I think it's a really good product for the price, like I said, and I'm really looking forward to getting to use it in the summer. That's all for this week, and I'll see you on the next episode.